Friends, this year should be a special schuss for Mars Hannah Miriam Baschana and for Chana Bela Baschinka Rachel, Bracha Batzlacha Bachomasi Yadea, basing this in Sefer Mishnah Schaim, and Dvarim in Simon Lamed Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Simon Reish Pei Hei, we learn the Schaar of Mitzvah Mezuzah, Simon Aleph, Mitzvah Esse, Lichtov, Parashas Shema, Vayim Shemoa, put it on your entrance. You have to be very careful. And anybody who's careful, Ya'arichu Yamav V'yamei Banav, long life for you, for your children, V'yamei No Zayir, and Chas V'Shalom, somebody is not careful, Yis Katsru, his days will Chas V'Shalom be shortened. In the Hagos Beis Hillel, he writes that the Mitzvah Mezuzah is a Mitzvah Esse, Shematan Schar B'Tzida. The Schar is written by the Mitzvah, like Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, and we have a rule in the Gemara Chulin 110b that any mitzvah that matan schara bitzida ain based in shele matan musharin aleha. Any mitzvah that the matan schara is written by it and based in is not warned about it. There's no kfiya, so we have a rule that there's no kfiya if matan schara is bitzida, and by mezuzah matan schara is bitzida. Memelein kofin aleha mitzvah chinuch mitzvah tough ayin test writes that lo shamanu de'en kofin al mitzvah mezuzah. He said we haven't heard that you're not kofin al mezuzah, meaning you should be kofin al mezuzah. And he explained that kibbut av aim is different, that every time this mitzvah is mentioned, the mitzvah of kibbut av aim, the schar is also mentioned. Masha'en came the mitzvah of mezuzah in Parashat Shema, it's mentioned without the schar. Only in Vayim Shamoa, the schar is mentioned. And because of this, the mitzvah of mezuzah is not considered matan schar b'tzida, because we see an instance where the mitzvah is mentioned and there's no matan schar, and therefore kofin aleha. So we have to discuss the words of the Beis Hillel. Hagos Beis Hillel writes that mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah esse shematan schar b'tzida, and therefore there's no kfiya, because in that rule that ain kofin al mitzvah esse shematan schar b'tzida is also included the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, like we see in Kedushin 39b in the Mishnah Lamelech Hilchas Avadim Perek Gimel Halacha Yadalit. He asks from Chulin 141b, Kufnem Aleph Amid Beis, that there was a certain person who cut off the wings of the bird and he sent it. And as you're supposed to do for the Mitzvah Shiluch HaKain, and then he grabbed it because it couldn't fly very much, right? And Rav Yehuda gave him Malkus because he held that he wasn't properly Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shiluch HaKain. Question is, what's he giving him Malkus for? You're not koife on this mitzvah. You're not koife on Shiluach HaKein. So why did he give him Malkus? In the Sefer Divrei Shaul Al HaTorah, he answers that you're not koife on mitzvah Shemad Zchor B'tzida is because it's pashut that he's going to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Like they say in Chazal that you don't take a mashkon for a chiyuv chatas and asham because it's pashut that the person's going to be mekayim. But in that case of chulin where he cut off the wings and he couldn't send it away, you are kofeh. Why? Because this person is not going to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because the person is going to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But when he cut off the wings and he can't send it, so he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore you're kofan this, even though Matan Schara is Bitsida. So that explains why by Shiluach HaKein, we find that there was kfiya. There's only not kfiyah, the Gemara says, because we assume the person's going to eventually be mekayim the mitzvah, but here when he cut off the wings and he's not mekayim the mitzvah, he cut off the wings in order not to be mekayim the mitzvah. There we gave him malchus, even though matan schara is betzid, and this is brought in the steichemed mem klal kuftes. But in Rashi and Chulin, he explains that the reason matan schara is betzida is to tell you that if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the onish is going to be that you're not going to get this schar. So the onish is not what Beis Din does to you, that Beis Din is going to strike the person, but rather the onish is already written. If matan schar is betzida, the onish is that if he's not mekayim this mitzvah, he's not going to get the schar. So that's why it's matan schar betzida, to tell you the onish, that if he's not mekayim this, he's not getting the schar. So writes the Levushi over there, Reish Mem Sifhei. So writes the Steichemet, to prove from the Rashba and Shuvis, Simen Tavshin Mem Hei, that mitzvahs shematan schar betzidan ein chiyuv lebezin lichbos aleihem. Beis Din has no chiyuv to be kofa, but if they want to, they are kofa. Aye, why do they have the option? So if the reason was because anyway the person's going to do the mitzvah, then what right do they have to be kofa? Anyway, it's going to do the mitzvah. So it's muchach that the reason is not because belav hachi, because anyway he's going to do the mitzvah. Rather, like Rashi says, that the reason that mitzvah says shemat schar b'tzida, there's no kfi of Beis Din, is because the Torah already says, you know what, the person is not what he's getting from the Beis Din that's going to be his punishment, but that he's not getting the schar. So maybe this discussion is talui in the machlokas. If kfiyah ala mitzvah is together onesh or lafrushe me surah, is it a punishment or is it to be mafrish from iser? The ktsos, simin rei samich, Siv Gimel writes that only Beis Din is kofa ala mitzvah, but other people have no such rights. Nesivis famously argues, and he says, how's that different than lafrushe me surah? It's mutal kol echad ve'echad. So obviously the ktsos is learning it's an onesh, it's only given over to the Beis Din. Mashen came the Heilige Nesivis is learning that it's lafrusha meisura, which is incumbent upon everybody. We learn from Rashi and Chulin that kfiyah lemitzvahs is not together lafrusha meisura, but rather together is onesh, and therefore Rashi says that since matan schar is betzida, you know what the onesh is, that if he doesn't do the mitzvah, he's not going to get schar, he's not going to get schar for the mitzvah. And therefore you don't have to be kofeh, because kfiyah is an onesh. But the person doesn't need to get this onesh, because he's already getting a different onesh, that he's not getting this schar that's betzida. And if we say, like the Nesivis, that the gather of kfiyah l'mitzvah is mishum lafrusha meisura, we have to say that you're not kofeh l'mitzvah eser shematan schar betzida. It's like we said before, that you don't have to force the person because he's going to do it anyway. If it's begedu lafrusha meisura, kfi is begedu lafrusha meisura, we understand that if matan schar is betzida, that's not necessary to lafrusha meisura, because he's going to do the mitzvah anyway. You don't have to force him to the mitzvah. The fact that matan schar is betzida, you can assume he's going to do it to get the schar, like we saw before in the Divrei Shel. But if we say, like Rashi, that you're not kofel mitzvah shemant schar betzida, is because you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the onesh is that he's not getting schar mitzvah. So that would bring to fore the question of whether the Beis Hillel is correct. Beis Hillel says, we saw before, that mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah says shemant schar betzida, like kibbut of aim, and therefore there's no kfiyah. Because mitzvah mezuzah Mrs. Mezuzah, if the person's mekayim it, then he's guaranteed to get the schar. And if he's not mekayim the mitzvah, then he doesn't get the schar. And that's why the Torah wrote the schar, to tell you that the onesh, when he's not mekayim the mitzvah, is that he will not get the schar that's muftach for an osa mitzvah. However, if Kiyum Mitzvah Mezuzah is shayach in two ways, one b'pshuto, that he lives in a house that's chayav in mezuzah, and he's not mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, and number two, that he lives in a house that doesn't have a chovas mezuzah. And in both instances, he's not going to get the schar that was said by a person who's mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah. And if so, we can say that the Torah spelled out the onesh of somebody who's not mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah. Maybe that's only for a person who's not mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah, since he's not living in a house that's chayav b'mezuzah. Because even though he wasn't mevatel the Mitzvah Mezuzah, because he wasn't chayav in the first place, nevertheless he's punished by not getting the schar Mitzvah Mezuzah, since he wasn't mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah. But somebody who lives in a house that's chayav b'mezuzah, and he's not mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah. So not only is he not mekayim the Mitzvah Mezuzah, but he's mevatel the Mitzvah Mezuzah that he's chayav in. So we can say maybe the onesh isn't enough, that he won't get the schar of Mitzvah Mezuzah. And maybe they're going to give him the onesh of forcing him. So that's our kasha on the Beis Hillel. If you learn like Rashi, that the vort in kfiya is a punishment, and normally, if matan schar is betzida, the punishment is that you're not getting the schar, but by mezuzah maybe that wouldn't apply, because maybe by mezuzah, when does the Torah say that there's no kfiya when a person isn't chayav in mezuzah in the first place? There is no kfiya because we already have the onesh is spelled out. What's the onesh? Not the kfiya, but the fact that he's not going to get schar Mrs. Mezuzah. But maybe that's only in a case where he's not chayav in mezuzah in the first place. There, we're not kofa him to live in a house that's chayav in mezuzah. Mashenkin, somebody who's living in a house that's chayav in mezuzah, and he's not putting up in his mezuzah, so maybe that's even worse, because not only is he not mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah, he's actively being mevatel the mitzvah of mezuzah by living in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. And maybe there, the onesh of not getting schar mitzvah is not enough, and you actually have to do the kfiya. So maybe with Firashi, you would do the kfiya if he's living in a house that's chayav in mezuzah and he's not mekayim the mitzvah, not like the Beis Hillel. However, we can say, based on the Shulchan Aruch here, that anybody who's zahir ba yarichu yamav v'yimei banav, v'im eino zahir ba yiskatsru, if you're zahir, long life, not zahir, short in life. And because of this, if he's mekayim, long life, not mekayim, short life, and that he writes, im eino zahir ba yiskatsru, that if he's not zahir, his life will be shortened lo aleinu. So lechor is talking about a case where he's mevatel mitzvah mezuzah that he was chayiv, like he's living in a house that's chayiv in mezuzah, and he wasn't koveya mezuzah. So it emerges then that there's schar b'kiyum mitzvah mezuzah v'hifucha is whether he's not mekayim the mitzvah, or even in a case where he's actively mevatel the mitzvah. Because if he's just not mekayim the mitzvah, he doesn't get the schar, and if he's actually mevatel the mitzvah, then he gets the onesh of his katsur yamav. So it emerges then that the Torah was koveya the onesh of somebody who's not mekayim Mrs. Mezuzah, both on somebody who's not mekayim and on somebody who's chayav and he's actively mevatel the mitzvah. And therefore the Beis Hillel is correct that you're not kofal mitzvah mezuzah, since matan schara is betzida. So therefore now we're saying that it's really not a kasha on the Beis Hillel, that Rashi says that it's an onesh, and we said maybe the onesh isn't enough of not getting the schar. Maybe the onesh is not enough for somebody who's living in a house that's chayav mezuzah, not being mekayim the mitzvah, being mevatel the mitzvah. And the onesh is only going to be for somebody who's not chayav in the mezuzah in the first place. Such a person is not going to get the schar of richos yamim, that's going to be his onesh. But we see in the Shulchan Aruch that there are two inyanim. That if a person is zahir, then he's going to have a richos yamim. And that means that if he's not zahir, if he's not going to be chayav in the mezuzah in the first place, so he's not going to get the schar of a richos yamim. When it says v'im eino zohir ba yiskatsru l'chora, it's talking even about a person who's not zohir. You could say that it's talking about a person who's not zohir, even if he's a chayiv in mezuzah. He's living in a house that's chayiv in mezuzah, and he's going to get this on. So in other words, not only is he not going to get a richus yamim, but he's going to get kitzur yamim. So now we have even kitzur yamim for a person who is chayiv. We're not going to give kitzur yamim necessarily to somebody who's not chayiv in mezuzah in the first place. Maybe we won't give him a richus yamim. We're not going to give him kitzur yamim. Who are we going to give kitzur yamim to? Somebody who's chayiv in mezuzah is mevatel the mitzvah. So therefore we have it's betzida. The matan schar is betzida, meaning the onesh is betzida. Both of a person who is not chayiv in the first place and mezuzah doesn't put a mezuzah, and a person who's chayiv and is mevatel, both of them are going to get it, either because nor richus yamim for the person who's not chayiv in the first place, or kitzur yamim for a person who is chayiv and he's mevatel. And if that's the case, kfiyah is not necessary because we have the onesh is mefurish. Siyata Dishmaya, we have a little bit of insight into this inyan of kfi al misfas mezuzah. Not something that everybody necessarily knows, so it's good to learn it. And we should be zocha l'umot l'ulam idlishma v'las l'akhaim is called divrei samot rasa v'hava. Amen. V'yamei shalom shalom svidis the most beloved friend.